In the late 1930s, a sweet-voiced singer from the Northwest helped propel the nation into a new era of music known as swing. Her name was Mildred Bailey, sometimes called the Rockin' Chair Lady for her signature song.
Oh, rockin' chair's got me.
Bailey went down in history as a white vocalist who helped popularize jazz singing, except she wasn't white. Bailey was half Coeur d'Alene Indian, a fact that received little attention until recently. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has this story of two women, both named Julia, who Mildred Bailey brought together decades after her death.
Julia Keefe is an aspiring singer from Spokane. Back when she was in high school, she researched her hometown's favorite son, Bing Crosby. In Crosby's autobiography, Keith made a discovery.
He mentioned this woman named Mildred Bailey and how he appreciated knowing her so early in life. It just sparked a curiosity, so I started just digging.
Keith learned that Mildred Bailey had done more than inspire Bing Crosby. At the end of the Roaring Twenties, she became the first female singer with a major jazz orchestra, giving the hugely popular instrumental genre a voice.
We thought that love was over, that we were really free.
And not just any voice. Keith uncovered a public opinion poll on the liner notes of a Billie Holiday album.
It has Mildred Bailey, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, you know, 1, 2, 3. But Mildred Bailey was at the top. I mean, she was the one to beat.
But Keith, now 22, says as she got deeper into Bailey's life, she started to notice inconsistencies in the basic facts.
Like her date of birth and where she was from, what her ethnicity was.
Julia Keefe is half Nez Perce Indian, so it was especially meaningful to learn that Mildred Bailey was half Coeur d'Alene. Bailey was born sometime around 1900 and spent her childhood on the Coeur d'Alene Reservation in Idaho. Mildred Bailey hadn't exactly kept this information a secret.
But I don't think it was something she was broadcasting. I think she wanted to sort of keep herself ethnically ambiguous.
The music business was extraordinarily segregated at that time.
Greg Kazanitsky teaches jazz history at Washington State University.
There were a lot of black musicians who would pass for white, and then they'd play in these white bands because the money was better and the touring schedule was better. And Mildred, certainly there would have been an advantage to being perceived as a white singer.
I know they think they're comforting me, but how
Julia Keefe, meanwhile, wanted to know what Bailey was really like. And that's what led Julia Keefe to Julia Rinker Miller.
Mildred Bailey is my aunt. She was my father's sister.
Julia Rinker Miller remembers making up little dance routines for her elegant Aunt Millie in Los Angeles in the 1940s.
I just remember her laughing so hard. Her presence was very powerful, and I found her kind of otherworldly.
Rinker Miller had heard about parts of her family's past here and there, taunts her father received for being half Native American, music class at Catholic school on the reservation. But for the most part, Julia Rinker Miller saw her musician father and her Aunt Mildred through the glitzy lens of show business. Only through Julia Keefe did she start to think about their lives as Native Americans.
It's given me a sense of, you know, my own roots. It gives me a sense of, you know, my God, I'm understanding who I am. Wow.
In fact, she learned Mildred Bailey once credited traditional Native American singing with shaping her voice. But there's something else that both Julias found in their search. A little-known song that both acknowledge is a low point in Bailey's repertoire. In 1938, Mildred Bailey followed a fad of singing about Native Americans in a way that most people today would find offensive.
Dancing on the reservation, join in, it's a celebration, jamming to a new creation, wigwamming.
Julia Rinker Miller says the song, Wigwamming, disguises Bailey's identity in a parody of Native American cliches.
You know, this is the point. How really sad and how heartbreaking it is that people were not able to go to come out and just, you know, wear their culture and be proud of it.
Julia Keefe doubts Bailey saw the song as an homage to her culture.
You know, as a Native American woman, it was a little jarring, but I think it was just one of those things you had to do. You break down the walls you can, but you also have to play the game.
In 2009, Keefe performed a tribute to Bailey at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. Wigwaman was not on the set list. Keefe chose songs that she felt showed Bailey's unique place in jazz history, like Bailey's There Will Never Be Another You.
There are two versions of this song. There's one that everybody usually plays, There Will Never Ever Be Another You. But this other song that Mildred Bailey recorded is, There'll Never Be Another You with every breath I repeat. It's completely different from the other version.
Forever and ever.
Julia Keefe and Julia Rinker Miller are now both campaigning to have Mildred Bailey inducted into the Lincoln Center's Jazz Hall of Fame as a Native American jazz singer. Keefe says she no longer sees Bailey as a research subject. She sees her as a friend.
And maybe that's cheesy, but it gave me, you know, the strength to not just look at myself as some girl from Spokane, as just another jazz singer. I'm sure Mildred Bailey was called just another jazz singer, too.
Julia Keefe keeps a picture of Mildred Bailey on her wall. When Keefe graduates with a degree in music this spring, she'll take it with her. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.